Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said,
"Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for staying with us on this Friday morning, broadcasting in Birmingham today. 4 more hours of radio after this wraps up, so prayers are appreciated. Coming up on the program, still about 30 minutes from now, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville making a surprise appearance on the program, and then we'll wrap it up with our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott, so please stick around for that. But joining us now, another guest of honor here, always appreciative of his time, our congressman here in the 1st Congressional District, Jerry Carl. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am fantastic. I hope you're well and hope it's raining in Birmingham just like it's raining here.
That's a little overcast, but yeah, it is maybe not the most ideal circumstances, but I hope it clears out of here before tomorrow. I don't.
We need it in my house, so if you can just send it all to my house for a while, I'm good with it.
I'll start here, and we're going to get into this with Senator Tuberville too, but this budget deadline looming, and it is it's such a strange timing. We're, you know, a month out from an election. What are you hearing? I hear some of your colleagues want to kind of add the SAVE Act as a rider, and some aren't very crazy about that idea. Where are we as of today?
Well, as far as the SAVE Act, we passed it. It's a good bill. I'm for it. We passed it, and it's at the Senate, and it died at the Senate. So what they're wanting to do is add it on with a CR, so they have to, the Senate either has to deliberately strip it out, the Democrats will have to deliberately strip it out of the CR and our continuous resolution and our vote it through, which we know they're not going to vote it through. So the real question is once they strip it out, it comes back to us to vote on again before it moves back to the president. So it's going to be a lot of politicking moving back and forth. Some of the stuff I found interesting, the beginning of the 119th Congress, we negotiated with the Freedom Caucus Group, and they wanted individual bills voted on. They didn't want any of these packages put together, but here we are going into the final days, and they're trying to put things together as a package. So we're going just the opposite of what we had negotiated on, but I don't look for it to be exactly the way we're talking about it right now. The appropriations side, we've had it ready. We hit our deadline. We've got all 12 packages put together. We can't get some of those across the floor. Some of our own colleagues don't want to vote for it. So it limits us because we're not going to get any help from the Democrats. So what will happen is we're going to offer a bill up. If it doesn't pass, we'll go into a shutdown, which I don't see that happening, a shutdown. I think they'll come up because nobody wants a shutdown right before election. It was planned to be right before the election. I know you say it may be an interesting time to have it come up, but this is the way it was planned back in January and February, which got advanced on, I think, till May. I know I got my months mixed up there, but it was planned to be a month out to put pressure on everybody to vote for it. So it's well thought out. Now, does it work or not? I really don't know. I'm for it. It will move it. It basically will move it to March of 2025, which should Trump win. Trump will have a voice in the rewriting of it and some changing in it, which I think would be a great thing for any administration coming in, which I truly believe is going to be Donald Trump. But it'll get kicked down the road, and basically we'll deal with the same budget that we had last year minus 1%.
So you don't think the shutdown will happen? They're just not that. Because my fear is this, Congressman. That Democrats are pretty brazen with everything, and they will have. It seems like they always win There were a couple of exceptions early on with Trump, but it seems like they always win these shutdown, the shutdown war, and whoever gets the blame for it, even if the Republicans are in charge or if the Democrats are in charge.
Well, if we have a shutdown, it'll be on the way it's structured. It will be on the Republicans. I'm sorry, on the Democrats' hands. They will be the ones to shut it down, because we're going to offer them a package that should pass through. Even though we've got, you know, the amendment to it, when it gets to the Senate, they can strip it out. If they strip it out, it's going to be the Democrats stripping it out. But I think it's very important in this country that we have ID, that citizens of the U.S. are the only ones that vote. We have ID to back up who they are. I think that simple enough. I mean, that's what that bill's about. And for the Democrats to strip that out and say, no, we don't want that in it, I think that speaks volumes for what they're trying to do, you know, here at the race, in the race.
So when that's stripped out, I mean, is it expected that you'll have enough Republicans and maybe even a few Democrats to go along to keep the shutdown from happening?
Well, if it comes back with that stripped out, I imagine all the Democrats would vote for it. I can't speak for the Republicans. As far as myself, I mean, I'd have to see it when it got back. I wouldn't commit to voting for it or against it at this point. I truly wouldn't. But we'll be headed back in Sunday. Monday we'll hit the ground. They'll start whipping us, and I'm part of the whip team. So we'll start seeing who's for it and who's against it. And we'll have a good idea by Tuesday morning, and we'll see if we have enough votes to bring it up on the floor this week. We'll be in session for the next 3 weeks in a row. So we've got time to get it done. And it's going to, I mean, like I've told you, Jeff, and you know it better than I do, D.C. loves drama. So don't expect them to get anything done to the last minute.
Yeah, well, I wonder, though, like, will they try it, or will either side, for that matter, is there a political advantage with the election coming up to do it this way? I mean, it's the chessboard's a little different with what's on the line.
Yeah, the bill was not going to be attached to it. And that's gotten added on. I know Chip Roy and a handful of folks are wanting it attached to it. I don't have a problem with that. I think us to have a positive idea of who's voting and being American only seems like something very normal and reasonable to me. But for some reason, the Democrat Party doesn't think so, and they're pushing back. There may be some crossovers. I doubt it very seriously, because they're very good at following the line, following the party, and what they're, you know, encouraged to do.
Well, I mean, sorry if I'm being repetitive here, but if the Senate strips it out, it comes back to the House. Are you worried about, I mean, number one, where would you be without the SAVE Act on this as an amendment? And number two, I mean, without it there, how many Republican votes do you lose with the very narrow, margins you guys got?
I think if it comes back and it's been stripped out, I think you're going to see the Republican leadership pushed to pass it just to keep things open, being election time. I think that's my gut feeling. Again, I'm not going to speak for anybody else on that, and I'm certainly not going to commit myself one way or the other till I see what's in it, because the Senate can send it back just as, you know, with something in it that we don't want. So we have to be careful. I want to be careful on that. Dealing with the Senate's a different creature. I know you got Tommy coming on. I mean, there's Democrats, Republicans, and then there's the Senate. I mean, it's tough to deal with them sometime. And this may be one of those that the Senate wants to add something goofy on there coming back.
We're joined by Jerry Carl here on the program, Congressman for the 1st Congressional District. Congressman, election season, I guess we need to talk about that. What are you hearing? I know you're on your way out, so maybe you're not as plugged in, or maybe you are. I don't know. But how do you feel about top of the ticket and then control of the House?
I think Trump's going to win. I think Trump's going to win by a 2 or 3% margin, which is huge. in a presidential race, it doesn't sound like much, but a win's a win, and 2 or 3% is huge. I think the Senate, I think we're going to take a couple, if not three seats in the Senate. The House has got me a little worried. We have been in such a turmoil among ourselves, the Republican Party. I think people have lost a little bit of confidence in us. We should win. That should go without saying. We've certainly got the strongest message, and we got, we're leaning into that. So we'll just have to see how the voters are. You know, voters are fickle. We're all playing for those independent votes, and that's where it's going to rest on with the House members too. But we got some strong races. You see California shifting a little bit. I know it's going to seem a little crazy, but we may even pick up an extra seat in California. You've got some seats that will probably one more in Arizona that we lost 2 years ago. We shouldn't have lost it, but we lost it. And she's running again. She's a strong candidate, great person. So I think we may pick up, I think we'll pick up some. The question is how many we're going to actually lose. I know for District 2, if folks don't get out and vote and conservative folks don't get out and vote, we're going to lose District 2. I've been watching some of the polling. I mean, my race, for example, Jeff, they had me 8 points ahead the weekend before my race. And if people don't get out and vote, those polls mean absolutely nothing. So right now, I think the polling I've seen has got figures in the lead. The last one that I saw, it's going to be neck and neck on that one. So please, folks, get out and vote. Get your family and your friends and get out and vote, please, if you're especially in District 2. Barry's fine, obviously. Everybody else in the state's going to be fine on reelect. But I think the House is, and I'm probably a little more worried, and we're all working towards helping the House. I'm staying very active, as active as people will let me, at raising money and doing what I can do to help the other House members.
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, let's talk AL2 for a moment. I've seen very little polling. I don't – the Southern Poverty Law Center poll is not a legitimate poll. But beyond that –
yeah, I agree with that.
You look at that district and you know it. I mean, you know at least part of it because it's your district. But, Congressman – I don't think the pollsters really – I don't think there's a good methodology there. I don't think any of the polling, when people try, there's not really a good model, a good science, or a survey there. So there's a lot of unknowns about AL2.
Yeah, there is. And obviously we're pulling for Dobson as far as we can. I don't see figures out. I don't see him as active as her. She's everywhere I go. She's there. She's running a Katie Britt type like campaign. She's everywhere. And that you know, it's usually the one that works the hardest wins. So if that's the case and it holds true with her, she'll win. You just don't see him out much. You know, figures is going to be relying, obviously, on his family's name and, you know, his history and family's history in this district two. But is that enough to get people to get out and vote? We're going to find out here pretty soon, about 60 days.
Yeah,
if folks don't get out and vote, hey, we're going to lose it. You're not going to have a representative from Mobile, because I'm telling you, Figures lives in Washington, D.C., and he has for a while.
Bethesda, Maryland is the word on the street there. But
yeah. I mean, he's from Obama era, and he worked for Obama, and he's worked for Biden also. So, I mean, he's he'll be deeply entrenched with the Democrat Party now. He's a great guy, super guy to talk to. But for as far as politics and what we need in South Alabama, I just don't – I'm not comfortable with it at all.
Isn't it remarkable how that turned out? And you look at the slate of candidates, I mean, especially on the Democrat side, everybody ran was like from somewhere besides within the boundaries of the 2nd Congressional District.
Yeah, well, maybe nobody wanted it here, Jeff. It's a tougher job than people give it credit for.
Well, I mean, I'm talking to Dobson. Well, you had all these people, the Democrats specifically running for, how many candidates from Birmingham running in that race?
Yeah, there was one from Huntsville that ran.
Anthony Daniels would go from on Monday, if he had won, representing North Huntsville, to Tuesday after he's sworn in, representing Tillman's Corner. Like, how crazy is that?
Well, but you don't have to live in the district to run. That's the way it was set up many, many years ago. But it doesn't hurt to live in the district that you're running for. And, I don't know why they couldn't find a better person. And why, we had some strong Democrats that ran in that original primary from Mobile that I thought should have won, that I thought might win. Other than Figures, Figures has obviously got so much momentum because of his mother and his father too, for that matter. I mean, his dad was quite connected politically. So we'll see. It's all going to be based on turnout, and I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that people listen to me and please get out and vote. I don't care what you got to do. Get out and vote. Vote early. If you're going to be gone, call into the probate court's office. They'll send you an application. You fill an application out, you send it in, they'll send you a ballot to vote. Follow the directions on the envelopes, please, because if any of those steps are not followed, they throw them away. They're very particular, and I appreciate them being that way. So I encourage people to vote early if they can or need to.
Congressman, we've got to leave it there, but always appreciate you coming in and giving us kind of an update about what you're hearing out there.
All right, Jeff. We'll see how the CR turns out.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
We'll have a conversation after that. All right, buddy.
All right, talk to you later. That was Jerry Carl there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.